Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 391, why being good enough isn't good enough anymore, and push-up domination, both by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, today I have two posts from Roger Lawson. Both are kind of short. Usually I try and split them up, but because they're so short, we can fit them in today's episode. Now, don't forget, we have four other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you. To check them out, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. Now, I usually like to start our weeks off right with an inspirational quote, but I'm going to spare you from that for now because Roger is going to include one in his post that I'm about to read to you. So I'm sure you're excited to hear it. Let's jump right in, get to today's posts as we optimize your life. Why Being Good Enough Isn't Good Enough Anymore by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. For some weird reason, I look forward to the familiar person dressed up in Statue of Liberty garb trying to entice me to get my taxes done. Even though it never works, it soothes my soul to know that with all that's changing in the world today, I can still expect to see the familiar sight of someone dressed up in a toga waving at me like I'm riding a dragon down the street. I drive up and down this stretch of road every single day, and up until now, I hadn't noticed one critical detail about my torch-wielding friend. She wasn't human. At some point down the line, whatever business that person worked for decided that they were so unnecessary to the company that they could be uprooted, eliminated, and replaced by a machine, and I didn't even notice that they went missing at all. And right there is the risk you run when you're just good enough. Being good enough doesn't get you noticed. Being good enough doesn't move you forward in life. Being good enough is the quickest way to ensure your downfall. As time passes, you become expendable. Today's good enough is tomorrow's obsolete, and the only way to ensure that you aren't gobbled up by the machine is to run. Run as fast as you can from good enough and towards redonkulously awesome. The closer you get towards this end of the spectrum, the less likely you are to be so easily replaced. Nobody can replace Batman because he's the best at what he does. But what about Daffodilia, who holds the power to, you guessed it, grow daffodils on command, but spends her time working at a coffee shop that she hates? Not so much. There are a ton of people who could do that. The problems that we're each facing in our lives can't be solved by being good enough. Actually, being good enough will only buy you just a little more time to sweat before the axe inevitably drops. So instead of waiting, decide to become awesome. Push against being average and challenge yourself to become better than you ever thought you could be, and you'll be rewarded for it. Quote, to be a warrior is not a simple matter of wishing to be one. It is rather an endless struggle that will go on to the very last moment of our lives. Nobody is born a warrior in exactly the same way that nobody is born an average man. We make ourselves into one or the other. Carlos Castaneda. Are you going to settle for just being good enough? Push-Up Domination by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. When it comes to the upper body, the push-up is the last kid picked for a game of dodgeball of the exercise world, far behind the reigning king since the beginning of time, the bench press. I don't want this to turn into a the bench press sucks post, because it doesn't, if done correctly, which many people don't, but more of a celebration of the awesomeness that is the push-up. 1. It's shoulder-friendly. Shoulder pain is a frequent complaint of those who often sacrifice themselves upon the bench press altar. Now, this could be due to a breakdown in form, lifting with their ego instead of their head, or a host of other reasons. But suffice to say, there's a lot going on in the bench press, and thus, there are more things that can possibly go wrong during the lift. With the push-up, the opposite is true for most. With the reduced load, there's a lot less stress on the shoulder joint when compared to the bench press. Also, because you're able to move your shoulder blades freely through the space instead of having them pinned down against the bench, you get a lot better stabilization of the shoulder, which translates to a much safer exercise. 2. It's a full body exercise. If you're looking for a full body exercise, then look no further. Have you ever noticed that as someone starts to fatigue, or if their strength levels aren't up to par, their push-up starts to resemble more of a candy cane? They push their body up, but their lower back and legs hardly move at all. That's because the push-up, on top of being a fantastic strength exercise, is actually one of the best core exercises out there because it gives you immediate feedback. If your core is weak, you won't be able to keep your spine stable while you're pushing through the ground and your form will suffer because of it. 3. Anywhere, anytime. Pushing yourself up from the ground is one of the simplest movements that there is, and there are so many different variations to choose from, there's no reason, aside from having lost both of your arms in an epic ninja battle, to not do them. You don't need any fancy equipment to have a great workout, and there are enough challenging variations out there to keep you busy for a very long time. Just be sure to squeeze your butt cheeks and keep your entire body tight. Don't let your elbows flare out at 90 degrees. Turn your hands out and keep your elbows tucked in fairly close so that your upper body resembles a W. Only go down as far as you can without letting your hips and lower back sag. Keep in mind that this is just the beginning, and once you master the basic push-up, a whole wide world of pushing opens up to you. You just listened to the posts titled, Why Being Good Enough Isn't Good Enough Anymore, and Push-Up Domination, both by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I definitely agree with what Roger mentioned in the first post I read to you. I happened to be listening to sports radio the other day, and one of the commentators said, if you're not improving, you're declining. Meaning, in his mind, there is no space where you're just remaining stable. You're either always improving, or if you're not, you're going in the opposite direction. Now, this is, of course, in his opinion. It may or may not be actually true physiologically. But why not think about learning one new thing every day? Or make a resolution to learn one new skill. Doesn't have to be a complicated one. Maybe it's mastering a push-up. The great thing about these small wins is that it creates momentum. It gives you a feeling of motivation, and you start to improve something called your self-efficacy, which is the feeling that you can accomplish a task. So as you have these little wins over and over and over again, your self-efficacy starts to build, which may actually increase your self-confidence, which may help you tackle anything else on the horizon. And the one thing I'll say with regards to his push-up post is if you can't do a push-up on the ground, remember there are a lot of variations. You can do what's called a wall push-up. So when you do a wall push-up, you actually don't have to deal with all of your body weight, just a portion of it, just a fraction of it. And that's a nice, easy way to get started. You'll still use the same form that Roger mentioned. Squeeze your butt cheeks together, don't let your elbows flare out, etc. And then once you feel comfortable doing wall push-ups, then you can think about doing kind of an incline push-up where you use the stairs in your house or a very stable table. And then eventually you can graduate to doing a flat push-up on the ground. All right, really quickly before we go, be sure to check out and subscribe to our other shows if you enjoy this one. You can hear a lot more topics being read to you for free. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your favorite podcast app or on Spotify to find the others. Thank you, as always, for listening today and every day. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Roman Fitness Systems. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.